Always forget.
Always forget the beginning.
Ready?
To Natty Daddies,
episode 17!
Woo!
Fuck!
Oh, man.
It's been a bit. You okay with that?
Clearing off it. Clearing off the top.
I don't getting know. Getting the stank. Getting the stank off it.
Getting the daddy off of the top of it. How you guys been?
I've been pretty good.
Well, I wasn't asking you. I was asking the audience.
They don't care.
They don't.
Like, three people are going to be watching this.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, how are you been?
I've been pretty good.
Yeah.
Just been drinking Oh, my God. You're going to be dead by the end of the episode.
I think I went all out. You guys heard about these? Jason found these the other day.
Yeah. So,
the natural land, natural light, and all the other naturals out there, they came out with their own 8% want to kill yourself can.
8% natty daddy. So normally what I found in the gas station is you can get a six pack of natty daddy 8% for $5.
It's $4.98.
So you can get six of these guys for $5.
And then I went and found it's like a Snicker bar. They call themselves the big one.
Always happen to be the one upper. Yeah.
You know, gotta be the big brother, the bigger drunk dad. Alright. Oh, hopefully this doesn't ruin the episode. All right, to Natty Daddy.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that natty.
So here we are, episode 16, or 17. Sorry,
17.
It's been a minute. We got a lot to talk about this week. Obviously, the big thing going on in the world is the Bud Light virus that everybody is super...
They're scared of Anheuser-Busch at this point.
Is it?
Oh, wait.
Or is it the natural light virus?
No, it's the Modelo.
The Dos Equis effect. Just put like six limes in there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the coronavirus, COVID-19 virus is sweeping the nation, sweeping the world. Everybody's freaked out about it.
It's more popular than Kanye.
Isn't anything more popular than Kanye?
Not right now.
Oh, God. So, yeah, it's more popular than Kanye. But the COVID-19 virus has been started out in China and has swept the world, and everybody's freaking out. So we did more research last night than I think that we've done.
And again, a little bit.
Because I know that there's a lot of times we do this show, and you know, one of our taglines is "Don't quote us on that." But something like this, we actually did our due diligence and we stayed sober enough to. Mm-hmm. Make three pages plus websites and references. So we're going to educate the six people that watch this podcast and see and like let you guys know what we think about it and what's actually going on. So as you all know, the coronavirus, you contract it if you drink Corona without a lime, which is a sin.
It's number one.
In Mexico and in America.
Yep. I think it's in the Bible.
See, we're already fucking it up. We're already saying stupid shit.
It's good. No, because come on, everybody else is going to talk ridiculous about this.
So, I'm just going to go ahead and read exactly what I copied from the internet. The COVID-19 virus is a member of the coronavirus family that made a jump from animals to humans late last year. Many of those initially infected either worked or frequently shopped in the Hunan seafood wholesale market in the center of the Chinese city of Wuhan. Wuhan. So basically, a whole bunch of like families, everybody went to the same market, and they all contracted the virus. And what's really scary about it is, if you're our age but not raging drunk dads, and have a good immune system, then you're gonna carry it for about 5 or 6 days before you actually show any symptoms. So I could have it right now. And it'd be like 5 days before I start coughing. Yeah, I already drank out of that.
We just shared mouth.
Yeah.
Mouth beam.
We share everything except for Dr. K.
Fair.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. It's very true.
There's only one rule. We have one rule.
Let Jazzy outside, but then, yeah.
That's right. Let Jazzy outside.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're repping St. Pat's coming up this weekend. It's a big holiday. Most Irish. Of these celebrations in our city and Ireland and most of the country have been canceled.
Canceled.
We just got a couple text messages in the last hour that the parades in our town and the big parade downtown, which is pretty huge.
It's really big around here.
Soulard and downtown St. Louis do a huge St. Patrick's Day parade, bar crawl.
And they said,
No.
But so, yeah, Mardi Gras was a thumbs up.
It was just like, they were like, coronavirus, what?
So if you can get the coronavirus from, I've heard, like, puke and poop, that's all Mardi Gras is in St. Louis. It's just beer, puke, and poop. And we were like, we're not worried too.
That should be the best. Come to St. Louis for the second biggest Mardi Gras. Beer, puke, and poop.
No Corona here.
$5.
Sponsored by Bud Light.
And your favorite manager, Kyle.
At Shamrocks, located off Veterans Memorial Parkway. They're having a kick-ass party on Saturday morning.
Come you know
to
what?
Steak and Eggs at 7 a.m. He'll be there. I promise.
He probably won't be there. I'll be there.
I won't.
Okay. You'll still be sleeping.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. 7 a.m.? Mm-hmm. I have to be at work.
My kids are already off.
Your kids?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will's off?
One of my kids is at work. The other one is...
So they're with all this coronavirus stuff going on, it's I think that for me, social media, with everything that I read, everybody's split. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, it's not a big deal or it is a huge deal. But now they're in my lifetime, have you ever seen or heard of mass events being shut down due to an illness?
No.
And it's awesome.
No. I was like, sorry. I was like, they started closing schools down for when it was really cold outside. That didn't happen when we were younger. But if the flu or bronchitis was just ripping through your school, you better have a doctor's note.
Right.
Or you have homework the next day.
But now, because of this coronavirus. Because
now 3,000 people worldwide have passed away. Let's go toilet paper crazy.
We're going to get to the toilet paper, okay? Before we get stupid and start doing what we do, I'm gonna burn through some facts, okay? Facts.
Burn it.
Here we go. Okay.
Light them up.
Do you know how to prevent the coronavirus?
Wash
your fucking hands!
We're good to go.
Thanks for watching.
We're good to go, guys. Good to go. Wash it down with the daddy.
It really boils down to, like, the basic just hygiene.
Cleanliness rules.
Washing your hands and... I know it's really weird to say don't touch your face. Because if I say don't touch your face, you're immediately going to go, huh? Not my... Don't ever touch my face. But you don't touch your own face.
Oh.
Or my face.
Now my face itches.
Right. As soon as...
Yep. Now I have face on my arms. Now I can't touch my arms.
So, washing your hands is apparently the best way to prevent the coronavirus or the spread of it.
Which I feel like is, like, just simple
common sense.
Mm-hmm.
What's been really crazy is that as soon as this thing went viral and the pandemic started, everybody went out and bought all the fucking hand soap. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is there's three people that live here. You need, what, maybe five hand soaps. Just five. Like one for each bathroom, the kitchen, and then a couple backups.
Yeah, one for the bedroom.
And you're not going to... What are you using for water? Stop doing that.
Soap it up.
So you got like one... You have one for each bathroom, one for the kitchen, and then like a couple backups.
Yeah.
It's not Karen and Joe going to Sam's Club. A crate of soft soap.
Like they're going, like, out on a mudding tournament, and everybody's going to get real dirty, and we need 400 gallons of Dial soap to wash everyone off.
I mean, I'm in the restaurant industry. You're in the restaurant industry. I wash my hands before all this nonsense. Do you think that I go to a table and bust their plates and cups and napkins and silverware with my bare hands?
And they go and touch your face?
Don't wash my hands immediately.
And then immediately just go... Touch me, baby. Table.
Or start biting
32.
My fingernails.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that
no?
Is that your leftover cheese stick?
The moment I get rid of all the dirtiness, I go straight to the sink and I wash my hands.
This is why I think every that the industry people have the softest hands. You've gotten that before. People go,
Oh my gosh,
like,
your hands are so soft.
What do you do? Like, do you jack off often? I'm like, no, I handle coronavirus.
Juggle it.
Juggle it up.
Yes. So listen, people, wash your hands.
That's it.
It's since this all started, and you think about don't touch your face, how many times do you just like wipe your nose or like?
I'll probably touch my face like, 5 times this podcast.
We should have done that. One handcuffs.
I want to be animated. Oh! Well, then our face would immediately itch.
Yeah.
Lock us up.
So right. They're saying just wash your hands, and if you go into the internet and look at all the great memes now...
You have to wash your hands after that, too.
Because you're on your phone, and it's gross. But they said that you have to wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Which is longer than you gross people have brushed your teeth for.
And you don't think about it. Like, you're just like... That was 4 seconds. So a lot of the best one that I've seen is a meme where it's the commercial for the Shane Company.
Oh, God. Because you like clean hands.
No, but the Shane Company commercial is exactly 22 seconds long. So if you start with... So if you recite that and you recite that in your head, you're like, now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shaneco.com.
At Highway 70 located on... located Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday to Sunday till 5. Now you have a friend of the diamond business. Exactly, now dry your hands.
Exactly 22 seconds. So if you like recite that.
And we all know it.
You're a friend of the diamond business.
It's Shane Covey, now dry your hands.
Done.
Done.
No more coronavirus. Thank you, Shane Co.
Touch face.
This then you counts.
Can
yeah,
then you can touch your face.
Okay. So along with what's going on in our town, with them shutting down the parades for St. Patrick's Day, they've also canceled the South by Southwest, which is a huge music festival in Austin. Pearl Jam. Good thing I didn't get tickets. They canceled their North American tour. Well, they're not using the word canceled. They're all saying
prolonged or postponed.
Postponed.
Till further instruction.
Coachella has been postponed. Belfast,
all flights out of New York,
has decided to cancel its St. Patrick's Day festivities across the board.
Prince, George Michael, Limp Bizkit, all done. They've canceled their tours because of the coronavirus.
They were done for a long time.
Well, but the coronavirus made it certain that it was that they were done. The Golden State Warriors. That's a big one.
Because
San Francisco is one of the only counties in the world that's pretty much made a bill that was passed that in precautionary areas that they can't gather more than 1,000 people in an area. So
when there's a pandemic,
a pandemic, and San Francisco is one of them. So the Golden State Warriors are actually going to play all of their games with no fans.
Well. Earlier you said no fans, but you said up to 1,000. So all the fucking rich dicks.
Oh yeah, the top guys.
All the big dicks.
Yeah.
They're in their booth. They're up in their fucking suites.
So it's just gonna look like a high school state championship basketball game with mom and dad sitting around the thing and you just hear all the squeaky floors.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, we heard that.
Seriously?
We heard him say it.
Seriously?
Yeah. So that would be...
It's going to be the most entertaining basketball game ever. I might actually watch basketball then.
I'm excited. I think the game comes on at 8. Don't quote me on that.
Okay. So we got 30 minutes.
Yep. That'd be good.
So, I think... what else did we see that got canceled? More stuff keeps coming out hour by hour of things that have been canceled or postponed due to the coronavirus. And a lot of us know that in the last 5 to 6 years, we had so many different scares. Bird flu, SARS, what was it? A couple of the other ones.
Florida Georgia Line disease.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's last album. There's a lot of things that really, you know, brought some people down.
But... It didn't shut shit down. So slowly things are getting shut down. And something that is a concern to me and should be a concern to Matt and a concern to a lot of my colleagues is they're going to start shutting. If they're doing public events right now, it's going to go down to a smaller scale. So you're going to think first is concerts and festivals. And then what's next? Banks.
Starbucks's.
Well, Italy...
Well, there's a lot of Starbucks more than hospitals. More banks. Yeah. Potentially, I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
Well, Well, Italy and China are both on like a non-public lockdown right now.
Yeah.
And if that were to come to America to where you could literally not go to a grocery store, a restaurant, your bank, a library, a school, or anything, dude, we're fucked.
Well, and then also, like, riddle me this. If all these, like, huge events that make a whole lot of money for certain towns are canceling way above the, like, where the virus is actually going, what does everybody else know that we don't know? Why are you making such drastic precautionary things for when there's only 3,000 people dead so far on this entire thing? When would you say, like, the bird flu? We didn't even bat an eye at that, and there was tons more. But what do we have? What do we have? Like, things that have killed...
Oh, you want to get into that?
I do, because you know, I think this would be a funny segue. Things that we've never, I guess...
And then we'll talk about the family that put everybody in St. Charles at risk. Go ahead.
Here's some fun things that have killed people that I like that are annually.
Really quick, as of yesterday at about this time, there were 4,000 deaths worldwide. Now that number keeps jumping up, and you can look at different news venues and different things, and you get different numbers. But what we looked at, which was a very reputable news source, it was 4,000 deaths worldwide at this point yesterday.
And
continue.
And how long have we been dealing with this whole corona thing? Almost a year now.
Well, the first it was like November.
So we're looking at annuals. Yeah. I'm just going to throw the first one out there. The number one like world killer in the world is heart disease and being overweight and the complications that comes with that. And yet, you know, we're not even batting an eye that almost 600,000 people are dying annually on just not eating and exercising right. But yet we have Taco Bell making fries, we've got Burger King making chicken, and we got KFC making tacos out of chicken. But yet, all right, you know, no, it's okay. 4,000. Let's go worldwide freaking crazy. Alzheimer's is responsible for 122,000 deaths a year. And this statistic was based more on just the United States. Why are we not putting all of our funding and everything else into something that has been occurring for forever? It's okay, whatever. We're not going to get into it. We're going to know the funny things. Do you guys know that vending machines are responsible for 35 deaths a year? Vending machines.
I need my Skittles. Dude, that would suck. Crush. And I don't think that you would die immediately. Like, it would crush you or, like, break your, like...
You'd probably try to eat your way out of it,
break your ribs, and then you just, like, slowly die. Because you're on, like, the fourth floor.
These nachos are going to keep me alive. Thanks there's gum at the bottom.
Thanks a lot, peanut M&Ms.
Hot dogs kill 70 people annually.
And like you said that last night, that is from choking.
Mostly.
Do they?
No, people, they use hot dogs for... Oh, God,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
In Russia, icicles are accounted for 100 deaths annually.
100 people die from an icicle falling off of a building and impaling them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live my life and be a good dude and have like 7 kids and a charity, and I'm just bopping around Russia and an icicle kills me?
Yeah.
I better go to heaven. I don't care if I murdered somebody.
No,
I don't care if I baby murdered somebody.
Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat and just killed you.
No, fuck that.
Now, however, though, we're actually solving the icicle problem by global warming, so icicles are on the down.
Thanks, so. Oh, I said, thanks, Obama.
No, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Trump.
Yeah, no. Bathtubs and beds falling in or falling out of them are accountable to 340 to 500 annual deaths a year.
That's another one that got me, okay? So I'm in bed. How high is your fucking bed that you fall out of it and you die?
Well, once again, I think a lot of these statistics are also, they're old people. Just like how the coronavirus is only killing old people or poor people. or old poor people. I don't know. Old poor people. Whatever you want to go with.
How about this episode?
Black Friday, an American holiday, is an annual for 550 deaths a year. That's a lot for one day.
You didn't tell me that one last night.
Yeah, uh-huh. Black Friday, 550 deaths annually. Airplanes, even though we don't want to think they're scary, they're responsible for 1,000 deaths annually a year. But however, a lot of those are private jet ones. 5 or 6 this year was Kobe Bryant.
Just breathing heavy.
Crazy one. Hippos. Hippopotamuses are responsible for almost 2,000 deaths a year. And are we trying to... Hippopotamuses are in charge of almost 2,000 deaths a year. And we're not trying to make a vaccine for them.
Just don't go to Africa. Just don't go and try and shoot a fucking hippopotamus.
And then here's my favorite one. We're going to jump up from hippos to texting. Texting is responsible for 6,000 deaths a year on the road. And that's from 2018. That's annually. Yep. Mm-hmm. Get off your phone or you're going to die. Oh, Corona.
God damn it.
Don't put it on the floor. I haven't cleaned the floor yet. So, okay. But if you add all those things together, all those ridiculous things are responsible for 9,000 deaths.
I got one more that you didn't have. Autoerotic asphyxiation. It's a hard one to say. Autoerotic asphyxiation. So that is dudes that hang themselves a little bit while jerking off, but then they don't have a spotter, so then they hang themselves.
Oh, you always got to have a spot.
That's why we're best friends.
If you guys didn't learn anything from this podcast tonight, besides washing your hands,
always have a spot. Wash your hands, always have a spot. Give me a pen. That's the name of today's episode.
Yep. Oh, no!
What'd you do? Wash your hands, have a spot.
Nope. Will lost his mask. It's okay. He's all right.
All right. So, again, coronavirus is...
This is hilarious.
Oh, man. We really can't... We sat here for a couple hours last night and did a lot of research, and there's just so much back and forth between whatever news source that you go through or government agency you go through,
whatever or who you see. Think.
So we wrote down the stuff that we thought was the most relevant.
Hilarious. Honestly.
And hilarious.
If you guys aren't laughing at the common flu, then...
These are away. But now it's coming into our home. So we had a recent case here in St. Charles. So we're from St. Charles, Missouri.
Yeah, we are.
For all you guys out there that are not. And there was a very irresponsible
Paris, France.
Case of the coronavirus. So there was a family that was in Italy recently that we all know, if you're paying attention to the outbreak and the pandemic, Italy is the second hot spot except for China. So China... Like, I got 3 packages from Wish yesterday and burned them.
You getting stuff from Italy from Wish?
No, from China.
Oh, I was like, what the hell are you wishing for from Italy? Oh, gotcha. Man, I was like, okay, bougie motherfucker. You gonna order shit from Italy? Act like you broke today?
Like, you just borrowed $20 from me today, and you're getting
stuff from Italy?
It was for you.
Yeah. It was extra virgin olive oil with Corona.
There was a family that is from Clayton, which is right outside St. Charles.
I hope they're looking at you.
Yeah, they spent some time in Italy.
Good for
their
you.
Their daughter did.
Mm-hmm.
Flew home, was in contact with somebody with the coronavirus, and was told to go onto a self-quarantine with her and her family.
But why would rich people do that?
Very simple. It's like, just stay home with your family for 5 days. If you develop symptoms, we're going to take you to a quarantine hospital. We're going to take care of you. If you don't, then you go on your fucking natural life.
Probably for free.
Instead, they decided to gallivant around the town and spread their... Yes. So,
take my money.
Actually too much for me to write down, so I pulled up the article for us to actually talk about. So, it was a family, they ended up going to, the big thing about it was they went to a father-daughter dance at a middle school, so, and potentially infecting hundreds and hundreds of people.
Rich kids.
And then fuck them. Then the next day, the family went out on another adventure to the country club. Hey, Buffy. Would you like to go smack some balls and give everybody coronavirus? Peasants! They don't have health insurance!
I have my flu virus.
I'll drink my natty daddy.
I'll drink to that.
Pinkies up.
Fuck you. So what did these irresponsible people do? Not only did they go and have tennis lessons, they went and had a spa day.
Just soaking.
So they just soaked... They're rich, greasy, Corona Italian bodies in a another
a vat,
rich
like an incubus
yeah.
of just bacteria.
Bruh, here you go.
That's, have you not seen a virus movie ever? Like,
that the worst thing to do is get into a hot bathtub.
A very shared with
humidity and mold and other people's coronaviruses.
So I really feel like if it was a movie that we were watching and we watched them go into the spa and they get in that, we're all going, no!
This will be the first time the coronavirus comes from a rich county instead of a poor county and spreads everywhere. Thanks a lot, Clayton.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Neither do I. But I don't have enough money
that
to
actually
say
happened,
to not get sued.
Actually happened here, very local.
I would say don't quote us on that, but
it's very, it's very. I'm not saying it's scary because we've pickled ourselves with alcohol. We're fine.
I could pickle that.
I could pickle that.
I could pickle that.
We're gonna be fine. But yeah, coronavirus, awesome,
awesome.
Way to go,
a lot of fun,
doing a great job.
All right, enough of that.
So let's go to let's get to something lighter. Tipsy review.
Yeah.
I did a little bit more than him. Matt's been busy.
Yep.
Which we all, you know.
We all do.
I get busy.
I had the coronavirus. I got over it. Came back.
Cough, cough, phlegm, phlegm.
Cough, cough, phlegm, phlegm. Here we are.
So
no time for movies, though, in quarantine. They don't let you watch movies.
I currently watched 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman.
Ooh. That's a pretty name.
Black Panther.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying it's still a really beautiful name.
Well, it was pretty much Mark Wahlberg as Chadwick Boseman in 21 Bridges with a semi-African accent. Sign me up!
I think I'm going to go watch it right now. Guys, I'll be back.
So Chadwick Boseman, great actor. I love him as Black Panther. He does have a very, very thick accent. And he does not convey that very well into an American accent. And I'm sorry. He did a great job as a cop. So, without giving anything away, his father gets killed when he's a kid and he's a cop.
By the coronavirus.
So he grows up, gets the coronavirus. So he grows up and wants to be like the best detective that he can be to, like, you know, fill his dad's shoes. Stumbles across a corrupt cop plot to steal a bunch of cocaine, and adventures ensue.
Isn't that how all of those movies like begin?
Yes, that's like Mark Wahlberg.
It's every
Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yep. Like, I'm trying to, like, well, except for Departed. Well, actually, no, he's still trying to appease his father, which was
there's
drugs involved, and he wanted to be a part. Yeah, yeah, that's just.
But
every other.
So Chadwick Boseman, it's really funny because he goes into this. He's like. All right, everybody, I'm needing you to go out there and get yourself some vocabulary. And, like, goes into that African... like,
it... Look, are you a New York cop?
Yeah.
Because I don't...
Other than that, it was a really, really great movie. J.K. Simmons was in it. Sienna Miller, who I looked all through IMDb. What's up, Jazz?
Hey. Yeah?
Coming into set, I'm
doing good.
Are we doing good so
you
far?
You got something to say? No? You good?
You want
to
read the script?
Yeah. All right, your part. We're down here.
Right there.
7-3.
Yep. Okay. All right. She approves. All right.
Sienna Miller, IMDb beater, looked through everything. The only thing that I recognized her from was, or well, the only movies I recognized her from was Layer Cake and, what was it? Skyscraper. Sorry, Sienna.
Dwayne Rod Johnson with one leg.
J.K. Simmons, of course, from Spider-Man, Whiplash.
Just kidding,
and,
Simpsons.
Farmers Insurance.
Bum, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
That's good. That's good. J.K. Simmons, I love him. And what I was saying during the movie is I hope that he gets mad because angry J.K. Simmons is great. If you've seen Whiplash, it's a movie about a kid that plays jazz drums, and J.K. Simmons is the director, and it's incredible. Anyway, also... Taylor Kitsch, John Carter. Remember John Carter?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was such a great movie.
Yeah.
Nobody else did.
Well, like, all the dude had from the office had to do was just grow a beard, and all of a sudden he's a sexy, tall Tom Cruise.
sexy, tall Tom Cruise.
That's all they did. They put a beard on him, and he was sexy, tall Tom Cruise. He was
also in Battleship, and yeah, that was 21 Bridges. We also watched... the well-anticipated sequel to The Big Lebowski that was not a sequel to The Big Lebowski at all, called The Jesus Rolls, featuring John Turturro and Louis.
Louis Campanella.
Listen, it really was
it
Louis.
It was Louis.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Uncle Lou.
Bobby Cannoli.
Yeah, Bobby Cannoli. Bobby Cannoli. Yeah.
I'm going to let you go.
I'm a massive Big Lebowski fan. I have a poster hanging up in my kitchen. It's huge.
The size of the wall.
My brother's got a tattoo. We're big Caucasian fans. And that's White Russian. That's not a reference to ethnicity.
Being racist.
But however, though, yeah, with the Jesus, with him coming back, Jesus Rolls. I mean, even the cover picture, he has a bowling ball in his hand. It's got some great cast. It's got your favorite man, John Hamm. It's got John Hamm in it as a hairdresser who you didn't even think was going to be in there.
Really quick, if any of you actually think you want to watch this movie, mute this for like 3 minutes because we're going to give it all away because it's 83 minutes long.
83.
All right. So yeah, John Hamm.
John Hamm's a hairdresser. Then after Jesus gets out of prison with his, who we do not know if it's his boyfriend or a friend of his.
There are so many gay undertones, which is fine.
Which is fine.
But it's...
But I mean, but it also plays into the character of the Jesus. So like, whenever he first meets up with Louis, he does the very the ultra like in your face like that, like where they're talking like
we
like
in
know, yeah same yeah same. Like where they're just like, how are you, man? Doing good, huh?
Like, but with the open mouth,
and
with like, open mouth
and talking to each other, and it's great. But it's even called Jesus Rolls. They only make two references to bowling. One of them is his whore mom who goes, have you ever seen him bowl? He can bowl like the best of them.
Oh, no, three. Walken in the beginning was like, thank you for helping us win.
You're the only person I've ever seen lick a ball before you throw it. Like, that's your own thing.
Which makes me think that the only reason that they kept him in prison for so long was to help win the bowling tournament.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's fighter movies like that, too, with Wesley Snipes. The Fighter, he had three different versions. Never mind. Okay, that movie was great. If you guys have seen it, The Fighter, Wesley Snipes gets like kept in prison because he beat everybody up in boxing rings. Blame. Anyway, but essentially this whole movie is Louis, Jesus, and then the chick from
the French girl.
The French girl from
The Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
The hot, like, really, like, super French nerdy chick. French chick.
But she basically plays Marla Singer from Fight Club.
From Fight Club. So she's kind of loosey-goosey.
Kind of?
Yeah, actually, no. She's, essentially, it's a venture with three people where they all just bang each other. And then they find other people, and then they bang those people as well.
But everyone they bang dies or kills themselves.
Yep, and every, yep, and it has
you
absolutely...
almost get to see Susan Sarandon's tits.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Susan Sarandon is in it.
But she's like... 60, 70, whatever
age she is now.
But you almost get to see her boobs.
Louis almost pulls it, and I feel like Susan was like, Louis, don't you do it.
It was in her contract.
It was in her contract. You can't show nipples. She's got an older daughter now. She can't show nipple anymore.
Her daughter shows her tits all over.
Yeah, but mom can't out titty titty.
I've been trying to see them titties since 86.
No shit. So is the rest
God
of
God damn it.
Out titty titty. All right, so anyway, essentially, Jesus Rolls is just about this dude who just bangs a bunch of people on
so
this adventure of stealing cars and money and getting along and trying to be on probation or parole and not getting caught, but yet keep breaking the law over and over and over and over and over again.
Now,
has nothing to do with bowling.
It has nothing to do with bowling, and it has nothing to do with the Big Lebowski.
Nope, not at all.
At all.
And everybody wanted...
The
dude to show up, or at least make some kind of cameo, like be in the bowling alley eating peanuts like the Marlboro
the
Man or something.
Fucking, that's it. 1 second.
But no, but the Coen brothers only gave him the rights
to
the character that he created after they wrote it. Yeah. So he had to do the whole thing by himself. But so if you guys, all you Lebowski fans, if you're thinking that it's a sequel to this, to that, it's not. And it's a weird version. Like I wouldn't think of the Jesus like that, but it's a really off, and it's very under budgeted. The action scenes are pathetic. Like every time they shoot someone, you never see it. You just hear the gun go off. You never actually see the gun go off.
Or like a car wreck, you just hear it. Yeah, just, like they didn't have, they enough money to actually do like FX. Now, something that I'm going to throw at you. So the movie ends very abrupt.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen to this, Caleb. Sup, Caleb.
Sup, Caleb.
He threw something at me. They died in the tunnel. That's why they can't get picked up.
Oh,
sixth sense in it.
Caleb, you're right, because I thought that they were gonna crash before they got into the tunnel.
But they crash in the tunnel. In the tunnel. Tire rolls out.
The tire rolls out. We never see them walk out. And then they're at the place. Ooh.
Got a little goosebumps on that. I did. I actually got goosebumps.
I was just checking the time.
But that makes sense, right?
It does kind of make sense.
Because,
but at the same time, the still, it like it ended the whole thing.
We thought that the scream paused and was like,
come on!
It was like the end of The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you forget about me.
Yeah, because the music kept playing, but yet the... All right.
But yeah, Jesus Rolls. Watch that.
So that's
No, we got one more.
Oh, yeah.
But we are not going to spoil this.
No. No.
So you guys, because you haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen the finale.
We watched it last night.
Not the finale.
Oh, not the finale. Oh, that's right. But yeah, we're not going to spoil this one, so you guys can turn your music back on.
We're good. So the... I love watching that. So The Outsider, we've talked about it a couple times throughout the last month. I think, I know... 10 episodes, that's 10 weeks. And the finale came out this last week. I've seen it. He has not. And it was phenomenal. Not many people think that it was based on different things that we'll talk about later. But it's being called one of the greatest thriller like series since like Breaking Bad or Bloodline. Which actually, Ben Middleton was in Bloodline.
Yep.
Did a great job. So. And it tied it up really, really well, and it set it up for season two, so I'm pretty excited for that. I guess that's all I can say.
Yeah.
So last night we watched Jesus Rolls, and we were sitting up to
the last episode of The Outsider.
Yeah, we watched 8 and 9. So that's like the third time that I've seen both of those.
But yeah, it's kind of, and like you're saying, with the last three episodes, it kind of like slows down before that, and then it just builds right back up again.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see the finale.
It's going to be good. We'll probably watch it after this.
Probably. I'm really excited for our producer to quit yelling at all of our fans outside. Can you hear her?
Shut up.
We're
pictures.
Guys, we're doing live, all right?
Get out of here.
Gosh, dang it. This isn't USA Today. Guys, you can't just stand outside of the house.
You see the flashes?
I mean, I love you guys as fans. You guys are great for standing outside the house, but you're going to upset our producer.
It's just Alex. All right, what else we got?
I think we got some minor annoyances. Volume 3.
Dude. Yes. Some more minor... God, nice. Time is good.
Minor annoyances. Volume 3. Now, this isn't as big as like the last two that we've did because...
It's just a couple that I thought about whenever... Oh, welcome back.
Hello.
Back.
Oh, yeah.
Did you out there?
Did you guys scare all our fans? No, don't let them come in through the front door. They keep trying to barricade their way in.
Man...
Yeah, bitch.
150 people outside. That's nuts.
And only two watching.
I know.
What are they doing?
Well, because I don't let them have public Wi-Fi.
That's the Pokemon people.
Mm-hmm. You guys can see it later.
All right. Minor Annoyances, Volume 3 that I wrote down this week. All right. Something that really, really annoys me. People that put S on the ends of things that aren't plural. Breaking Benjamins. There's only one Breaking Benjamin. White Castles. There's only one White Castle.
I'm going to go to White Castle to get White Castle. Like, you can say burgers, but you can't say I'm going to go get White Castles.
You're not going to say I'm...
You're not going to own three franchises at the end of
your drive-thru. Can I go to Burger King's? I almost said McDonald's, but it's actually...
Yeah, that's actually...
Jack in the Boxes. Hardee's. Damn it, it has an S.
Yeah, it does. I was like, whoa, you're screwing up on it.
Damn it. Lloyd and Harry's, Uncle Joe's, and Tony's are actually, all
I looked over to the left and I saw that a lot of people say Stan Musial's. The Stan Musial's Bridge. Stan Musial's. Stan Musial. It's Stan Musial.
I enjoy a White Claw.
Not White Claws.
No. Like, there's no laws when drinking White Claws.
Because that drink is only one of the claws.
White Claw.
Meow. White Claw. Meow. I haven't done that in a while.
bringing it back.
It's because they had the coronavirus. Oh, God.
So going back to restaurant stuff. Industry stuff. Asking for exact change and then leaving the jingle behind. So jingle is a restaurant term that's for change. So like if Matt walks up to me and he's like, hey, man, you got any jingle? I'm going to pull my fucking change out. And like yeah.
Yeah, like in the last episode we talked about how everybody had the perfect amount of, I'm good for it, this is it. Just, everybody just had like a rattly part of change and they just pour it out.
Now if you ask me for example, like let's say that your tab is $11.88. You give me a 20. I come back with the exact change.
Which
I
is go what? Through, quick math.
922.
All right.
Is that right?
I don't know. Yeah, actually
was. Was it?
Yeah, 22. Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah. That's the only way I knew math.
I must have actually done that at work recently.
Oh, wait. That actually meant... No. 988. Yeah, 11. 22?
Yeah!
Yes, all right, yeah.
Oh, double half. I don't math at all. Actually, that was amazing.
Industry is the only reason why I know simple math.
Simple Jack?
Simple Jack.
Went full retard. So, yeah. So you asked me for the... So I bring back the 11.22. And then...
Which sometimes I have to go find.
Yeah, like, oh, does no. Anybody, sometimes? Sometimes? Who the fuck has 22 cents?
Just carrying around a coin purse.
Cents? You got 22 cents?
You got 22 cents?
Oh, you only have 25? Yeah. No, I need 22.
Sorry, Barbara.
Can you break this nickel? Can you break this nickel? Could you imagine if somebody came up and asked you to break a dime?
Can you break a dime? Do you want five and
I'm
five?
I'm going to need a nickel and five pennies. Yes. Like, get the fuck out of here right now. Do you see the wheel? How many drinks I'm in? But I need you to break this dime.
So they bring
people
back.
Don't... No. Old people don't understand that.
Well, they understand the value of the penny.
I had a woman dig pennies out of the bottom of her purse, and she owed me 3 pennies, but she could only find 2. So then her friend was like, oh, it's fine, I got it. So then she proceeds to dig into the bottom of her purse. And I even said, ladies, it's fine.
It's 1 penny.
It's fine.
I could probably find one in the bathroom.
No. Yeah, in the urine trap.
There's at least.
I'd rather go dig through that than deal with you five mm-hmm. cackling hens. Is that what cackling? They say?
I think so.
I think I've had too many natty daddies.
We've only gotten halfway through it.
So yeah, if I break down your shit, just look at me and be like, either you're good or round it out.
Or if instead of like the exact change part, let's say that your tab is. Let's say like $9.50, and you gave me a 10. I know you're probably gonna tip me the 50 cents. Why do I have to actually take the 50 cents, set it, and give it to you just for you to slide it right back to me? Just
the
tell
50
me
cents.
Just tell me to keep it. Just tell me to keep it. Well, or you know, even let's say it's a more complicated order, and the bill is $26.50, and they give me 30, and then I give them, and I have to go and I make change, and they're like, oh, no, go ahead and keep it. You could have just go, hey, here you go.
We're good.
Keep it. No, instead, now I had to go make silly change, and now I'm dropping quarters into my bucket.
Silly change. I'm telling
all
you.
All right.
All right. So, next, asking me to order for you.
Hey, Jay, I've never been here before.
Yeah.
What would you recommend?
You know what? Our shepherd's pie is fantastic.
You know what? I'm just going to go with whatever. You know
like
what?
You know.
Like you've been here. Like you know what's good. And I trust that we have the exact same flavor profiles. Please, and going ahead, I'm going to trust you.
Here you go, sir. Here's your shepherd's pie.
Oh, this is...
The worst thing.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. What? Were you raised on a goat farm? This is disgusting.
Take it off my
Take
bill.
It off my
I want
bill.
To see the manager.
You know what? I'm not even hungry. Let me go see your favorite manager, Kyle, at Shamrocks, located off Veterans Memorial Parkway. He's having a steak and eggs and steak and kegs concert going on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Don't worry about the snowstorm. He'll be there.
That was good.
Thank
that
you.
Was really good.
And anyway, screw that dude just like the shepherd's pie. I give you a recommendation. It's one of my favorite things. How am I supposed to know that or take the gamble that me and you are gonna have the exact same flavors?
I don't know, man. I don't know. And that's why they're called minor
annoyances.
You want to do the next one?
Well, no, yeah. Letting your kids destroy the restaurant. Now, I get it. Being a parent is hard. Blah, blah, blah. But you bring your kid into a restaurant and you ask for the high chair and stuff like that, and he doesn't want to order anything. He's not old enough to order anything off the menu. Old. He doesn't. Yeah. He can't talk. He can't be like, "Hey, I want the shepherd's pie." So instead,
even though it's delicious.
So even though Gary over there didn't like it,
Kyle said it's great.
Yeah, Kyle always says it's great because he's a great manager. Fucking but it's like, no, and then you just let your kids destroy an entire half box of Cheerios, which I don't know why you brought that many Cheerios for your kid in the first place. He can't finish them in one sitting. But then you go around, and it's now made an explosion area around the high chair.
It's like a game of...
Yeah. like, did you throw it at your kid, or did they throw it at themselves?
Did you have a claymore of Cheerios?
Or are they just at that stage of their life where they have not figured out what anything is? See, they're the ones touching their faces, causing all the coronavirus.
Why do you think I wash my hands a bazillion times after I bust a kid's
table? But my annoyance is not the fact that the kids don't know how to feed themselves and that there's a box of Cheerios on the ground. It's the fact that the parents don't even give 2% of their time to clean it up. And then the tip on the bill is like 14% because... they got a kid and they can't afford to tip when they go out.
It's not. It's literally the gesture. If just, the dad stood up and was like, "Hey, can I get a broom and sweep this up?"
My response would say no.
Be like, absolutely not.
Oh my god,
not,
no. Oh my god, no. This is why you guys pay me. This is why you guys pay me.
Just the gesture. And then for like the person that's paying the bill to look around at the fucking D-Day that is around this table.
Cheerios and goldfish and soggy French
and
fries.
Burgers, yeah. and spilled drinks. And at least apologize. It's like, "Hey, I'm so sorry for this."
Or tip accordingly. Tip accordingly. I'll clean up your baby's shit for 22%. Whatever.
I'm good.
Whatever.
But,
I'm good.
But when that happens... and you're looking at fucking the Holocaust around table 22, and then you look at your bill, and they tipped you $6. Now I have to do triple the work, or else Brian's going to get mad at me and say, "Hey, man, did you sweep your section?" I swept
did
enough
you see
for
the section?
Seven sections.
Like I had to pull out the table. I had to pull out the benches. I had to like remove the cushions. I didn't even know those were even possible to even remove. I had to sweep behind all those. And yet y'all
power washed all the boogers off the ground.
Getting rid of all that coronavirus. And yet you couldn't even just tip us 16% or even at least say sorry for the mess. No, you just leave it and you go. Speaking of kids on leashes.
I didn't know we were doing this.
Oh, no, we were. This is another minor one. It's having your kid on a leash. And it's actually going to segue into having your kid on a leash. I think is hilarious, but yet nobody actually follows by the leash rule when they have their kid on the leash. It's just kind of like a dog that you think you can trust. You usually let it off the leash and let it run away, so it kind of defeats the whole purpose of having a kid on a leash. So where the segue is going to come in is service dogs. Where do you get off bringing in your non-actual service dog to our restaurant?
We're not
now
fair.
In Missouri, we're not allowed legally to ask you if it's a service dog anymore. So you can just bring in producer Jazzy, who has a blast around everyone and is also carrying the coronavirus. And she is not allowed into a restaurant unless, of course, she has a little fancy vest that you can buy off of Amazon,
Sam's Club,
Walmart, PetSmart,
Wish.
Wishlist.
It comes with the coronavirus.
Facebook. Whatever
marketplace.
Yeah, you can get any kind of little safety vest. So for you to bring your dog in, who you allow customers to pet, let it run around, play ridiculous, blah blah whatever. It's not a service dog.
No,
not falling for it. You can't just bring Betsy in any fucking time you want because it's almost worse as having a kid. What if the dog shits on the floor? You're supposed to say, "Well, you know, he's servicing me. Like that poop made me happy."
What if I brought Kona into Dave and Buster's on a Saturday night? With a vest on. Lawsuits.
16 bites? One person being arrested, that's Kona.
Him pooping on the floor.
Him pooping on the floor.
From anxiety.
But he's a service dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show me your papers. Yeah. I don't have to.
I want 1,000 free tickets.
Can I put Kona in the cash machine? The hurricane thing? Oh my god, that'd be hilarious. In the hurricane... Kona? Oh, Lord. death would ensue.
Oh, and I got one more that I touched on I think on episode or the first minor annoyances was when people ask for they'll say that they'll just take water for now.
Yeah.
I'll start with the water, and that kind of that annoyed me. But now I figured it out. It's because Midwestern people are too embarrassed to say that they don't want to purchase anything further than a water. So they give you the hope and dreams that they might order something different because they feel guilty or feel too cheap by just saying, I just want a water. They'll sit at the bar and go, I want a water for now.
For now.
Hoping that the bartender's like, well, hopefully you buy another $5 draft beer, but they never do. And I figured it out, man. It's because Midwestern people are too embarrassed to say, I'm too cheap to sit at your bar and actually order alcohol. So I'm gonna confuse you and say I'm gonna order an alcohol for now. Or order water for now and maybe an alcohol for later. Quit playing me. Just tell me you want a water.
Well, you know, you being a bartender and me working at a bar with 30 taps, do you ever have people that ask for everything that's not on tap?
My favorite, Miller Lite. Do you have a Miller Lite?
My favorite's Mick Ultra.
Oh, we have Mick Ultra.
Do you have Mick Ultra on tap?
In bottle.
No, but on tap.
Oh, and on tap.
Name a restaurant that you can go and get Mick Ultra on tap. I can't. Maybe Llewellyn's?
It's like any kind of like Applebee's. Like TGI Fridays. Like
but that's
places what, that are across the United States.
The thing I'm trying to say is that I feel like people come in and they're like, 30 beers. Do you guys have... God, I almost had like Shock Top on tap.
Oh no! Or when they order confidently, and it's just like, you know what? I'll take a Blue Moon, and they even do the point, and they make you think, even though you know you don't have Blue Moon, you're like,
did we get it?
Like, did we get Blue Moon? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you take a?
We both did.
Yeah. What do you mean take a Blue Moon? We don't carry Blue Moon. Yeah, like when people just come in and order just whatever they want, confidently. Say it's like a whiskey bar, and they're like, oh, I want 14 margaritas. It's like, do you even know where you're at?
Well, do you ever get the thing, like, I honestly, and you may disagree, I don't think that there's that much of a difference between bottle and draft.
No.
So when people are like...
It's 16 ounces versus 12. That's the only difference that I can think that people actually care about, because they want 4 more ounces of beer for the same price.
But, kind of like, you know, do you have Mick Ultra? Yes, I do. In draft? No, only in bottles. Ugh. Okay. No.
Or when they order specifically, I'll take a Bud Light bottle, or I'll take a Bud Light draft. Like,
well, we actually.
Well, what
have
if I only had one or the other? Does
draft
that,
on well, that happy actually, hour? It's going to save you $3. Oh no,
no. I'm sorry. I'm out.
All right. Now we're just
not
ranting.
Annoyed.
Now
we're just annoyed. Sorry. We're getting back on. All right. Here we go.
We got about. Oh man, we only got about 10 more minutes. Hypotheticals. Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, we got two hypotheticals.
You guys can play along.
All right, so I found a couple of these. This one's actually pretty good, especially with the coronavirus thing going on. Would you rather know how and when the world ends, or know how and when you die?
How and when I die.
Fuck yeah. That way I could just do... Just
whatever I want. No, screw the rest
April
of the world.
April 23rd, 2026, I'm good.
Actually, I'm gonna get the coronavirus and spread it to everybody.
I would set my phone alarm to April 23rd, 2026.
Well, what if the whole reason why the world dies is because of you?
Oh. Or ooh, what if the world ends, that's my death. So he's like, fooled you.
Oh, that's a double.
Yeah.
So that logic means that there was no right answer. But yeah, dude, I'd rather know when I was going to die, not the world was going to die.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it was my fault, then I'd have even more fun with it.
You finally made love to Jazzy as her last wish, and it created the coronavirus.
Jazzy Bazzy. No. All right.
I've been waiting my whole life.
It's a pretty good one, though. It's a pretty good one.
If a man jumps off a 50-story building and gets shot halfway to the ground, is it considered suicide or murder?
Who's shooting him?
Fucking Oswald. I don't fucking know.
And also, how is it? 50 feet?
I think I missed the zero. 500.
Oh, it was like 50 feet.
Like a sharpshooter.
Yeah. Like, it's clearly suicide. Because you suck. It's like Trap and skeet. All right,
so a man jumps off a high rise, and in mid-fall, somebody snipes him out. Is it suicide or murder?
I actually think that it's sympathy. Or not sympathy, but it's whoever shot him was not letting him live that horrible whatever. It was kind of like sacrifice.
Well, I'm saying suicide.
It's still suicide.
Yeah, he made the choice to end his life, and then end the... It's like, thank you.
Splat. Or splat. Which one's worse?
Murder.
Actually, that's suicide. Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Would you rather get shot dropping off a 500-foot building, or actually, like, take your chances on smashing and dying?
Shot.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance you could veggie.
Well, like I said, he's going like this. Like, what if your dude just clips the top of your head, and then you smash, and then you don't die?
And you're still a vegetable. You're double vegetable. Don't do that.
You're like the worst. You're like the worst zucchini pop possible.
Stephen Hawkins.
Brand of zucchini.
Would you rather travel 50 years into the past or 50 years into the future, but you could never come back to the present?
The past.
Duh.
Because, you know, with this coronavirus, 50 years in the future. And if I can't go
you
back.
You just, like, pop up and everyone's and dead.
Like, damn it!
You start coughing. Like, son of a bitch.
You take two breaths.
Trump's just wandering around.
I told you so. No, he's Bane.
I told you so. No, he has no mask. He's just unprotected.
With a tiger.
Hey, where'd you come from?
It's like three monkeys kind of scenario.
12 monkeys.
12 monkeys. God, well, 13 at this point. We got Trump out there. All right.
So I think we did good.
I think we did pretty good. Fun? I had a lot of fun. Did you have fun?
Did you have fun?
Did you have fun? Did you have fun?
All right. You want to strap your mask on?
I think so.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to episode 17. We had a good time. We're going to take next week off because it's St. Patrick's Day. Calm down.
Oh, dude, I'm going to sneeze. We're going to take off next week for St. Patrick's Day. And then,
Shit. Get out of here!
Shit.
Seriously, bro.
Sorry.
Sorry, go. Oh, go.
Go.